Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 16, Number 1. Happy New Year, everyone, and I hope you're all well and feeling awesome and great. In the last edition of Clinical Review, my topic was the true wealth of health. Exercise and nutrition, still light years ahead of prescription drugs as the best medicine. The function of food is first and foremost related to biological supply and demand. This concept or principle is called the CHI Prime Directive. Supply your individual biological demand for energy and nutrients. Keep this in mind. The energy that food provides is no longer recognized as a simple unit of energy called a calorie, but rather a stream of digitized data that flows in from the outside world, stimulating precise biological signals that open and close doors that ultimately influence gene expression. So food is a kind of biological software. Be careful what you download and make sure your security system that protects you from malware, which is your brain and the knowledge therein, is updated. The function of exercise is to develop muscle strength, muscle endurance, aerobic capacity, and flexibility, the outcome of which, when combined with an optimum diet and dietary supplements, is an ideal body composition, greater tolerance to stress, and improved resistance to disease and infection. Managing your health is like managing your money. You have to spend it carefully, invest it wisely, and pay attention to it. Like a world traveler, you need to keep your head up and your eyes open. On this edition of Clinical Review, my topic is PSN number 36, superfoods. In nature, there are certain foods that really stand out in terms of healing potential and micronutrient density. They're incredibly nutritious and go far beyond the call of regular food duty. A good example is raw almonds, the king of the nuts. Almonds are alkaline forming, rich in biotin, vitamin E, and nucleic acids, and have a reputation for their glycemic reducing effect. Another good example is papaya. Tracy uses the seeds to make her delicious papaya seed dressing, which includes both the papaya seeds and the flesh of the ripe papaya. Papaya is extremely nourishing. It's alkaline forming. It's rich in the enzymes papain and chymopapain, which makes it a superb anti-inflammatory food. We add fresh papaya to our protein shakes. Kale is another winner. A gold medal champion. It's loaded with chlorophyll, lutein, glucosinolates, magnesium and potassium, and many trace elements. Kale contains a large gamut of carotenoids and is a rich source of flavonoids, which strengthen blood vessels and improve the flexibility of capillaries. As we age, our capillaries get hard. We want to do everything we can to keep them soft. Garlic, also known as Russian penicillin or sulfur city, is a wonderful food rich in selenium and germanium. I watched a film recently about Dr. Max Gerson in Germany, who smeared crushed raw garlic and honey directly on wounds to prevent infection and treat gangrene. The B products are another sensational category of superfoods, and they come direct from nature. Things like raw bee pollen, honey, and propolis. Although certain individuals can be allergic to these products, most people can use them without fear to the betterment of their personal health. These natural substances are used as staples by millions of consumers throughout the world as food and nutritional supplements, as they have earned a reputation for energy, inner healing, and restoration. Bees collect flower pollen, which they mix with nectar to make up pellets that are carried back to the hive. These pellets contain billions of pollen grains, which provide a vast concentration of vitamins and trace elements, and such factors as amino acids, calcium, carotene, copper, enzymes, iron, magnesium, manganese, polyunsaturated fatty acids, potassium, plant sterols, simple sugars, the B complex, and vitamin C, as well as antibiotic and growth factors. Now, bee pollen contains about 30% protein. That's just an excellent standard. And this protein is really, really good because it's mixed and connected to so many things that we have yet to even understand or comprehend from nature. It's an excellent enhancer of energy and endurance and has antimicrobial effects. Although it is not a true ergogenic like ephedrine or caffeine, I'm convinced that fresh, raw bee pollen is one of nature's greatest food offerings. I've seen hundreds of consumers, athletes, professionals benefit from using pollen. But fresh, raw bee pollen collects mold and spoils easily. Remember, eat food that spoils, but eat it before it spoils. That's a rule. The best pollen is delivered from a storage freezer to the retailer from the beekeeper, and then it's refrigerated. Beekeepers will often air dry the pollen to increase its shelf life, and because this is done, the end product has lost much of its nutritional value due to oxidation and exposure to light. Like all food, food is sensitive to the destructive aspects of light or radiation and oxidation and heat. Bee pollen should be soft and flaky and melt in your mouth or dissolve easily in liquid. Avoid hard, crunchy pollen packaged in plastic bags sitting on the shelf without refrigeration. For the best possible product, ensure its source, quality, and freshness, and refrigerate at all times. So you buy it in a refrigerator, you take it home and refrigerate it. I keep mine in the freezer and add a heaping tablespoon to my post-workout shake. The pellets don't freeze together, they remain apart. So keeping that temperature low, low, low is the best way to prolong naturally without destroying the nutrients, the food. Another fantastic product from the world of the bees is a black, sticky, waxy, resinous substance called propolis. Oh yeah. It's one of my favorite natural antibiotics and is an excellent remedy for colds, infection, sports injury, tissue repair, gangrene, gum disease, bronchitis, strep throat, herpes, and sore throat. I mean, this stuff is fantastic for children and all of the infections. Use it instead of antibiotics. The bees don't use propolis as a food. Instead, they use it like mortar to reinforce each cell and to strengthen the entire structure of the hive. It's also used to mend the hive if damaged by an enemy or the forces of nature. Apparently, propolis also functions as a welcome mat outside the hive, where each bee uses it as a foot wipe before entering the hive. I mean, even insects have the courtesy to wipe their feet before entering their home. Propolis comes from the Greek, meaning defenses before a town. My buddy Aristotle gets the credit for coining the term. Pro means in front of, and polis means city. The bees collect propolis as a resin or sap from the buds of certain trees and flowers as they collect pollen, especially poplar trees. It's then combined with excretions from their own glandular system, forming the end product responsible for maintaining the excellent state of sanitation within the hive. And there you go again. Even the bees know that hygiene is essential to health and wellness. You got to wonder when you go into some people's homes, the standards of hygiene that I've seen worldwide. It's all about education and understanding the science of sanitation and hygiene. Propolis contains a natural antibiotic substance called Galagen, which is credited for the antiseptic, antifungal, and antibacterial properties of this wonderful gummy stuff. Its analysis reveals a composition of resins, wax, pollen, and organic materials. It's available as a tincture in a base of alcohol, a purified desiccated powder, and also comes in lozenge, capsules, and tablets. Comb honey contains a small percentage of propolis. Propolis is also added to bulk raw honey by beekeepers and consumed by the teaspoon as a general tonic. Generally, the beekeepers take the best for themselves and sell everything else to us. So if you want to get really, really good honey direct from the hive, find someone who's keeping those bees. And we've got some friends here in Vernon that made their own beehive on their property. They brought the bees in and they go out and they just turn this little switch and the honey comes right out and we eat it right there. It's absolutely incredibly fantastic. Raw natural honey is another big favorite of mine. I love honey, and adding a heaping tablespoon to my post-workout shake to help with glycogen replenishment is something that I do and rely on. Natural raw honey is antiseptic, antibiotic, antifungal, and antibacterial, but it's got to be raw. Now, raw honey is the only natural food in the world that can't spoil. How's that for a claim to fame? Unheated honey is cloudy as soon as it's extracted. This cloudiness thickens. This is why raw honey in liquid tends to crystallize. Now, all you have to do is just sort of warm it up in some hot water and it will change back into its original liquid state. Unprocessed raw honey has been used worldwide for millennia to promote healing. It's an excellent reconstructive and tonic. A spoonful a day is recommended to anyone with anemia and dyspepsia. That's problems relating to the digestion of proteins often. But dyspepsia, D-Y-S-P-E-P-S-I-A, that is one of a myriad of internalized problems that relate to digestion and the function of the gastrointestinal tract. To the aged and convalescing, it is said that no food or drug can equal its restorative properties, especially if the honey is raw and laced with propolis and pollen. If you want to do something ginormously powerful for a friend who's convalescing in a hospital, bring them a big chunk, usually these little circles from the beekeepers, of honeycomb. You can eat honeycomb right out of the jar that it's in. Honey is used to treat allergies, skin rashes, burns, and abrasions. Its laxative effect, if constipated, is well known on account of its lubricating effect. Its fatty acid content stimulates peristalsis. Honey is used to treat gastric catarrh, hyperacidity, gastric and duodenal ulcers, and gallbladder diseases, again, all related to the GI tract and the internal organs that relate to digestion and utilization. Researchers from the University of Waikato, New Zealand, studied whether honey could benefit patients infected with H. pylori bacterium, a known cause of gastric ulcers. Within 3 days, honey stopped the growth of the bacterium colonies. Pretty powerful stuff. Dr. Peter Molan of the Honey Research Unit at the University of Waikato in Hamilton, New Zealand, has studied the effects of honey on the healing process. His research demonstrates that all raw honey contains hydrogen peroxide produced by enzymes in the honey. These enzymes are easily destroyed by exposure to heat and light, and also by contact with body fluids. Certain rare honeys have an antibacterial action that is separate to the peroxide effect, resulting in a much more persistent and stable antibacterial action. Not all honey is effective in its non-peroxide antibacterial action. And believe me, most of the honey that you see on the shelves in commercial markets is not worth buying. It's been processed, devitalized, heated, pasteurized, and altered for the benefit of the supplier, not the consumer. Different batches of honey can vary as much as 100-fold. In 1996, an organization called Trade New Zealand, in conjunction with the Honey Research Unit, yes, there is such a thing, established a standard known as UMF, Unique Manuka Factor, for the classification of antibacterial honey activity. Test batches of Manuka honey are given a UMF rating depending on their tested antibacterial activity. A UMF rating of 10 is the minimum activity to gain the UMF rating and thus be considered useful in wound treatment. Honey achieving this rating is commonly referred to as active Manuka honey. And I've been to New Zealand and I've consumed honey there, and it's a joy and a blessing and a wonderful experience to actually get the stuff from its source. You know, the Manuka trees and the bark, that's plays a role in this. And if you want to Google this or our site, just Google Manuka honey and experience the fascination of learning how this simple substance from nature can be so potent as a natural healing agent. If you ask a regular Joe on the street what the most nutritious food is that they eat, and then ask him what the nutrition properties inherent in that food are, they most likely will look at you like they don't know what you're talking about. So the average person really doesn't know that much about food and isn't really concerned about it. And this is really unfortunate because food as a medicine is enormously underestimated and is powerfully significant to our health, our energy, our recovery, and to our immune function. I'm sure you have your own favorite superfoods. I know that Tracy and I keep adding to the list. I would encourage you to make a mental list of the foods that you think are the best, and then start eating them on a regular basis. Because the quality of our overall food supply today is diminishing with time. One way of putting it is that the bioelectricity, the vital force, or the chi in our food supply is taking a nosedive. This is why supplements are so important. Superfoods are best if they are fresh and organic. Superfoods are a notch above everything else, like Olympic athletes who medal out at the games. Yes, all natural foods in their natural state get to enter the Olympics, but it's the medals at the end of the games that stand out, and these are called the superfoods, the real winners, the champions. Ultimately, we want to choose the best diet that is the most compatible with our genome. Food should conform to our unique individual biochemistry and not the other way around. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from holistic health practitioner and raw food advocate Ann Wigmore. The food you eat can be either the safest and the most powerful form of medicine or the slowest form of poison.